Welcome to Yoga Nidra with Chakra Visualization Meditation. Please lie on the floor with your feet slightly apart. The back of your hands and your elbows should be touching the floor, and your head should be facing directly upwards. Relax your whole physical body. Loosen the whole physical body. Do not let any tightness remain in any part of your body. Make each and every part of your physical body looser and looser. When your whole physical body has become loose and relaxed, begin to relax mentally as well. Make yourself as comfortable as possible, so you do not have to move your body until we reach the end of the practice. Inspect your whole physical body and make sure that it is all loose and relaxed. The fingers are loose and not stiff. The toes are not moving. They're still and relaxed. The thighs and feet are not shaking. They are still and relaxed. The head is facing upwards. And the whole body is now lying comfortably on the floor. It is like a dead body, so still, so quiet, so immobile. Maintain this tranquility and immobility until I ask you to move. Become aware of your natural and normal breath, the spontaneous, effortless breath. Witness its coming in and going out without making any effort to breathe in or out. Make the breath and the awareness go together. From the throat to the navel, the breath comes in, and from the navel to the throat, the breath goes out. Of course, this breathing process goes on all the time, but now you are doing it consciously. The process of the natural breath causes the whole body to move and shake. In some places, the movement is slow, and in others fast. So feel the stomach moving up and down, the throat, in the natural breathing process, the breath comes from the navel to the throat and goes from the throat to the navel. Keep watching each and every breath. Do not let a single breath go in or come out without you noticing. To keep the awareness more constant and continued, you can use a mantra, either your personal mantra, a mantra given to you by your teacher, or a general mantra. You may use Om or Soham, if you do not have a personal mantra. Please keep awake. Remain aware of what I am telling you and be conscious of what you are doing. Do not become lost in any thoughts. Do not allow yourself to slip into unconsciousness. During the time of yoga nidra, sleep should be strictly avoided. You will not sleep or move your physical body unless I ask you. Keep noticing your breath. Let us now make a resolve for this session. Remember your intention for this practice and repeat it mentally to yourself 3 times. Repeat your intention. Repeat your intention. Repeat your intention. Now I will quickly take you through the different parts of your physical body, and you will visualize them and repeat their names mentally as I say them. Start from the right side. Right hand thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth, all right 5 fingers together. Right palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, buttock, thigh, hamstring, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth, all 5 toes together. Visualize all your right toes together. Now go to the left part of your body. Start with the thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth, all 5 left fingers together. Left palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, buttock, thigh, hamstring, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth, all 5 toes together. Now make your consciousness ready to travel alternately, right and left, from the toes up to the top of your head. Start from the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth, all right 5 toes together. Left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth, all 5 left toes together. Right sole, left sole, both soles. Right heel, left heel, both heels. Right ankle, left ankle, both ankles. Right calf, left calf, both calves. Right knee, left knee, both knees. right thigh, left thigh, both thighs, right hamstring, left hamstring, both hamstrings, right buttock, left buttock, both buttocks, right hip, left hip, waist, lower part of the abdomen, upper part of the abdomen, the whole abdomen, navel, stomach, right side, left side. Right breast, left breast, center of the chest, the whole chest, right shoulder, left shoulder, right armpit, left armpit, right arm, left arm, right elbow, left elbow, right forearm, left forearm, right wrist, left wrist, right palm, back of the hand, left palm, back of the hand, right thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth, all five fingers together, left thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth, all five fingers together, right shoulder, left shoulder, right collarbone, left collarbone, center of the collarbones, front part of the neck, back of the neck, whole neck, shin, lower lip, upper lip, both lips, right cheek, left cheek, both cheeks, right ear, left ear, both ears, teeth, tongue, right nostril, left nostril, nose tip, root of the nose, whole nose, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both eyebrows, eyebrow center, right temple, left temple, forehead, back of the head, crown of the head, whole face, whole head, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, center of the shoulder blades, upper back, center of the back, lower back, right side of the back, left side of the back, whole spinal cord. Visualize the whole spine, not only the external bony vertebrae, but the delicate interior spinal cord as well. Visualize the whole spinal column like a rod, lying on the floor. It is like a chain made out of rings of living bone, which have been laid in a straight line on the floor. Feel every part of it, from your root chakra up to the third eye chakra. Visualize just your spine lying on the floor, only the spine and not any other part of the body. Feel as if you are standing nearby and watching it. at the very bottom of the spine, see a stem emerging from the inside. At the top of the stem, a flower is forming, and around the flower are seven leaves, many leaves. Beautiful green round leaves with drops of dew glistening on them like pearls. If you shake the leaves, the pearls fragment into many small beads. If you shake them again, the small beads come together again to form big pearls. As you shake the leaves, the water comes together and then disperses in fragments. Now bring your awareness to your root chakra and visualize a dark red lotus flower with four petals. It is at the very bottom of the spine. You are looking at it from the top because the root is underneath the spinal cord, which is lying on the floor. Then, at the base of the spine, in the second chakra, the sacral, see an orange lotus with six petals. The leaves also have drops of water on them. You can shake them, and all the water disperses into many pearl-like drops. The water never touches the petals of the lotus flower. Though the lotus is rooted in the bottom of the pond and it rises up through the water, yet its petals are never wet. Therefore, the sages and yogis advise us always to be as detached from everything in the whole universe as the lotus leaf is from the water, completely non-attached. The lotus comes from the water. It only survives due to the water, yet it does not get wet. The water cannot touch it. In the same manner, we all live in the world. We eat and enjoy and suffer, yet we should be detached from all of this. Now, at the solar plexus, the Manipura chakra, behind the navel, visualize a 10-petaled yellow lotus. See the leaves underneath, sparkling with pearl-like drops of dew. Behind the heart, at Anahata chakra, see a 12-petaled blue lotus. It also has many leaves underneath, covered with many fine drops of dew. Visualize it. Behind the throat is a 16-petaled purple lotus with many leaves under it and dewdrops shining on them like pearls. At the third eye, behind the eyebrow center, see a 2-petaled gray lotus with two leaves beneath it, covered with dewdrops like pearls. And the radiant full moon is above them, about 3 inches away. Above your third eye chakra, at the top, back of the head, is Bindu, There you will find a bright full moon. And if you go still further up above the full moon, another 3 inches away, you see the 1,000-petaled bright red lotus at the crown chakra. There are so many petals at the crown. And the water droplets are like gleaming corals all around the bottom of them. Now go to the moon again. It is so quiet, so tranquil, peaceful and cool. Then go to the third eye, throat. See the dewdrops on the leaves. The heart, solar plexus, sacral, the root. As the moonlight strikes them, the drops of water on the leaves shine like hundreds of jewels. Some look simple, like pearls, and others look like coral. It depends on your angle of vision. They're shining like diamonds, like nuggets of gold and silver, like many moons, like stars. And the flowers are only able to be seen due to the light reflected from those brightly shining jeweled drops. Again, visualize Muladhara, the root chakra, with all the leaves and dewdrops of them, then the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the bindu, the top back of the head, and the crown. And the crown, see the 1,000 petals, see the leaves with the droplets of water shining like jewels. Feel the qualities of the different chakras and whatever sensations are emanating from them. Again, crown. The bindu. Third eye. Throat. Heart, solar plexus, sacral, root. Now place your whole physical body on a lotus flower. Your whole physical body is lying relaxed on the lotus, and the flower is merging into your physical body. Now remember your resolve, your intention for this practice. Repeat the intention. Repeat the intention. Repeat the intention. And now, become aware of this physical body. Become aware of its position, lying in Shavasana, practicing Yoga Nidra. And as a result of this relaxation, the whole body on the physical mental, emotional, and spiritual levels has become so quiet, tranquil and peaceful, yet so fresh, revived and energetic. The whole body. Become aware of the whole body. Become aware of the whole environment, of the room. Become aware that I am leading you in Yoga Nidra and that you are practicing it. Become aware of the whole environment, the whole environment, whole environment. And now you can start wiggling your fingers and toes. And take a few slow, deep breaths. And when you feel ready, you can sit up. Slowly. And inhale deeply and open your eyes.